¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Hey guys, welcome to the 43rd episode of the White Noise Podcast.
Hated that.
What did you hate about it? Let's get some constructive criticism
just
going.
Voice. Just, yeah.
The noise?
Voice.
Yeah.
It's like people are listening to it like, oh, I'm not doing an hour and a half of this.
Well,
I'm not
there were some parts of it I liked, but...
I don't think I'm going to have this energy for the next hour and a half.
The breath in between I enjoyed.
Yeah.
Pardon?
The breath in between I enjoyed. Yeah.
You got the number, more of that right? Then?
That's something. Yeah, that is good.
So, okay, right, so this is good.
Yeah.
43rd episode of the White Noise Podcast.
It's on brand.
Pardon?
What?
Starring myself. Thank you for clapping. Look at that.
Starring.
Thank you for the clapping.
Starring, you're on it.
Well, starring. And starring.
Starring.
Tom
starring.
Looney. No, it's not starring though, is it? It's just on it.
Thanks, Max.
Starring. Bro, you're double gripping your mic, not even shouting Looney.
Yeah, but
starring.
No one's going to take it off you. No,
I was loud earlier and I got told off for being loud and told to breathe more. Fucking great. Yeah.
That's good advice.
You
breathe
wanted
more.
Constructive criticism. Yeah.
Don't hold your breath during the intro.
So, too late for that, buddy.
Gripping your mic like
yes,
that, like someone's going to take it off you.
I'm a bit tense, I'm a bit nervous.
Why are you tense and nervous?
Because it's just, you know, it started and it's already just derailing.
I think it derailed from your own voice.
Yeah.
That's just my
don't
voice, I can't change it.
You can.
You definitely switched it up a little bit.
I can change it to Yorkshire and that's it.
You did an announcer's voice.
That's just my classic voice. I'm announcing the start. Anyway. Stephen.
Hey.
We can't be applauding Stephen. I'm sorry.
Khaled Gale.
With the best will in the world.
Cheers, guys. Thank you. It's great to be here.
And Ethan, Jamo James.
Hello.
Looks like that's what you're getting, Stephen.
Oh, yeah. I don't care now. Yeah. You know, I don't think anyone's listening at this point.
Do you want me to start again? Do you want me to start?
After such a good month as well, you were showing us that, yeah.
Just give us a new intro. That's okay. What we need.
Hey, guys. It's the 43rd episode of the...
Why do you experiment with a different personality altogether?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, guys. Yeah, it's the 43rd episode of the White Noise Podcast. Can I get an amen? Really? No one's going for that one.
I just don't know who you are.
Yeah.
I'm sort of like
a cool
I want to go along with it.
Church guy.
I felt like he'd done crimes.
Yeah, church crimes. Actually, no, that's not good.
Okay. Do you know what? I'm warm to this guy. Let's have half an hour.
This is the intro I want.
Come on.
I feel like let's move away from this. Let's move away from old church crime Smith.
Church crime Smith. You don't want that one to stick.
Not really. Hey guys, thanks for joining me today on the 43rd episode of the White Noise Podcast. Today I'm joined by
Just do your intro, you know.
Okay, was that good? Can we cut
it's
that in?
Something,
yeah.
It's different. I like the fart one. How about you guys? Just something new flavour.
I didn't see it coming.
I did. Producer?
Could we try like an Eastern one? Is that possible, Max?
More like Ipswich.
Could do Ipswich. West, I was thinking more so Eastern Europe or maybe Middle East Asia, that kind of part.
I don't know if I want to do like an Asian
character. Let's do an Asian one. Yeah, that can't go wrong.
That's very clever, is it?
Maybe you could take that away, though.
Censor this. But you're a thick censor that.
Not to be censored.
Another word, thick.
Yeah, I'd go no further than Eastern Europe with this one.
I'm probably not even going to go.
Yeah, even really
more Eastern Salford.
Yeah. Really risky.
Hey, mate. Welcome to the 23rd episode, mate.
23rd.
Take the reins for a bit.
Yeah. Thank you.
Khaled, great to have you back on the podcast.
Thank you for having me, guys. It's great to be here. It's great to be here.
We did plan to have Cameron Green on this episode.
Okay.
As this is post his Prescott pub crawl.
Yes, yeah.
However...
He's still out.
Yeah. Me, Tom and Khaled went along to it. or at least the later half, which was in Liverpool, we deemed we needed a week away from Cameron before speaking to him.
We
about
saw
it.
Some things that we can't forget.
No.
We smelt some things that I'm unable to get rid of, particularly in the grapes.
Was that in the grapes?
In the grapes.
Yeah, no, he's right.
Someone was doing trumps in there, weren't
there? Was quite a few. What did you refer to them as? Guinnessy farts?
Guinnessy farts.
Quite a few Guinnessy farts.
Lager farts. Yeah. Just,
oh, no.
Wasn't, awful. Yeah, it wasn't a great smell in there.
Well, we arrived and we couldn't contact any.
We should
any
take
delegate.
Yeah,
did you have to do the pop call to find them?
Yeah, well, yeah, okay.
Also, the usual thing is, you know, in our group, we go, oh, you're coming to the pub call. This is sort of the week off. And people go, is it this Saturday? Oh, no, I've got work. Max.
I wasn't told the date.
We're all on the invite.
Yeah.
So, you know, these people play dumb. And they can't act.
You don't think I wouldn't go to a pub crawl?
You're always saying,
you've only been to
my
one.
Own boss.
You left halfway through.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling
when you had a lift home in about half an hour's time.
I can't speak to people and then just got a taxi.
Yeah, I'm allowed to feel a bit, you know, nervous and a bit shy.
Yeah, but that does not go, oh, he'll be there next year. he'll be the first in line.
I'm feeling better this year.
It's too late now.
I think back then I was just a bit.
Should we run it back again? Do the whole weekend again?
Mate, I'm happy to.
Get on board.
But I don't think you'll be there next year. None of us will.
It's going to be me on my own, isn't it?
In the grapes. Is that fine?
Is that Guinness, guys? Come on.
Stings in here.
It's quite good, though.
Drink it high, your own supply, boys.
anyway, so, you know, Ethan obviously kicked out the group chat, right? So, never opened any messages.
No. I had no idea.
What chat's he offering?
Would you have been up for that? Had you still been in the group, would that have been the thing that would have turned it round?
I do love a pub crawl.
It would have been great to see Ethan out there.
Yeah.
Anything pub related, a pub quiz, a pub crawl.
We went to the pub for my birthday, didn't we? And you didn't respond to that one.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I was in a bad way. I'm allowed to feel not too good, aren't I?
100%. You guys are saying that. No one else is agreeing. You're not allowed to feel this way. It's someone else's birthday. You suppress it all.
Hang on.
Boy.
And then drink on top of that.
Sell him a therapist.
So we went out.
We did.
But first of all, we met at mine. Me and Khaled had a few games of darts because that was in the negotiations.
Yeah, so...
Khaled wasn't coming out.
Yeah, at the start of the day, I was going to have a peaceful, quiet day. I had a busy week and I thought...
Just in the dark.
Yeah, sitting in the dark.
Stare at the wall.
Stare at the wall, think about all the mistakes I've made. Yeah. A nice Saturday. But instead, you two did a cracking job of persuading me, mad.
I thought I was just going to go, it's not worth convincing him. And then Tom said he's going to, you know, give you a message.
I did notice a message conveniently within about 2 minutes of each other.
If we're doing that, if we're putting our cards out and or our darts out.
I don't think my message pretended that it wasn't off the back of Stephen's.
Your message was very genuine. Yeah. And you know, Tom and I live very close to each other. Mm. So I thought, right, there's a lift there. So that's a big hurdle that we've avoided.
It's always good to have a lift.
Yeah, we can drive there and back. You were meant to have football the next day, so I thought it's not going to be a late one.
This is it.
And then you really sold me on the darts.
Yeah, we'll have a great game of darts.
And we did have one great game.
We had five great games. Five really good games. And some people have the stamina for darts.
Yeah.
Some people don't. Some people get a little bit giddy after two and then fall apart.
Of people say the first two games of darts is really what matters.
Warming up, aren't you, really?
Yeah.
Finding your rhythm,
exactly.
And then you can play.
Yeah.
Then you can play.
But sometimes
darts.
You get tired.
Sizing up your opponent.
We're just having a great time.
Yeah.
Tom showed up, added to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Did I?
Refereed the darts.
Yeah.
Refereed the darts.
Did you?
We needed refing.
Yeah. I just sat there, really.
Then we were on our way to Liverpool. You know, and a little bit of joy was in our hearts.
We were a little bit giddy in the car, I think. We were having a lot of laughs.
I'm driving to Liverpool. I'm having a few drinks.
Yeah.
But whilst you're driving?
We
crashed the car, another £1,800 gone.
How much?
You did a forfeit for losing the darts.
I did.
You know, sending a funny text.
Yeah,
Which you didn't get a reply to for a while, and your mood dipped.
Yeah.
You were morose.
Yeah, yeah. And then I didn't
get... Can I ask who you messaged?
No.
A dear friend of ours.
Genuinely can't.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well,
we can't name them because they're just...
A male friend of ours.
Messaging them's a forfeit, so you can't really have their name out. Anyway, so we stopped by the services.
Oh,
the services.
So, Give it away.
Not the best service.
More drinks, yes.
Yeah, we got a few drinks.
Coffee.
Yeah, you got coffee. Donuts, free.
Couple of protein bars.
Yeah, for the big guys.
Yeah. So they call you, yeah?
Just topping it up.
Yeah, we were just topping it up, you know? Yeah, Tom bought free donuts. How many of them did you get?
I didn't want the donuts.
I didn't have any.
No, I didn't get any.
Well, I needed to eat something, and I went to KFC. There was no options. I went to Starbucks, no options, and then WH Smith. It was just donuts. It was my last result.
And there's a lot more than just donuts.
Yeah, there was meal deals and
no vegan stuff. Flapjacks and stuff.
That's a bit
stodge there.
I'm not in the market. I needed some stodge.
Chips at KFC.
I needed some stodge. I'm not. I don't trust them. I don't. If there's no vegan options, they're all just cooking in the same. You know,
no, not at KFC. Not at those services.
No.
Yeah, services KFC respected good,
us. It was a great services.
Colonel looks after his boys.
Yeah,
he does. Where do you think finger licking comes from?
He knows.
So we're on the way to Liverpool, you know, having a great time.
This is going well.
Really fun.
It's going so well.
Making up some scenarios about Khalid in an alleyway.
Oh,
having a laugh.
Can I hear one of them?
No.
Stop
asking me.
Why on earth?
I didn't enjoy those scenarios that have been made up. These two are having a real laugh at the idea of me in an alleyway getting penetrated.
Okay. But he was using plastic bottles as kneecaps. he was having fun. It was till 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Really? That's good, man.
In this story, I was.
And I was filming.
Oh, yes. In the alleyway.
Yeah, in the alleyway.
Right, okay, yeah.
But we had such a great time. Get to Liverpool, and then Cam said he'd be there. He actually messaged me as we were about 2 minutes away saying, "Where are you?"
So okay.
I thought, "Hell, must be keen for us." And then when we get there, no answer from Cam. Don't know where he is. We just know the street. So we get to the street, and it's, no one of you two take over.
Matthew Street, home of the famous Cavern Club.
Don't know who Matthew is, but he's a fucking scruff.
It's mad, really. We don't have a street like that in Manchester. It was like a proper pub street in Benidorm.
Or something.
A lot of karaoke.
Yeah, it was atrocious. And as we were walking, we turned onto the street and it's like, this is a bit much, isn't it? And as you're walking, it just seemed to get worse. Worse bars. I'm like, what are we doing here? Why would he come here?
I feel like if we were drunk, there might have been more enjoyment there.
You weren't drunk?
I don't know.
I was.
I had to
drive.
We had
for the sake of Tom's license, he didn't actually drink all this.
so we were, walking up and down. Each place gets worse. And I imagine during the day it might be all right.
Yeah.
But in the evening it was just bonkers. It was giving sort of hen party status.
Very loud,
vibes.
And it was all spilling out onto the street. Yeah. It was just
someone,
a bit tacky,
someone
wasn't it?
Someone stopped you and was talking to you and sort of said, "Oh, what are you doing here?" And I thought that was, you know, he's on YouTube.
You were in a fight, weren't you? You were like,
"Well, yeah."
Was I?
Yeah. He said, you don't say that.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
He sniffed up some of his gauze, ready to fire it at
them.
Yes, that's right. I remember that. That's what happened. Yeah, I was ready.
Yeah.
I think you guys helped me back, if I remember rightly.
You didn't have to.
No.
I insisted.
Please hold guys, hold me back.
Someone fucking hold me back.
No, you're right.
Well, I'll do it myself.
You're lucky I knew someone should have held me back. Otherwise,
just calling them. Something about the alleyway. I don't know. Anyway, so Cam then messages or
finally get hold of him.
He's in the grapes,
but he wasn't. Turned up to the grapes when we were in there.
So is the grapes just the name of a pub?
Just the pub. Yeah. Probably the worst one on the strip. You look
grapes.
The grapes.
An
grapes.
Awful name.
Yeah. No, we're in the busy hot pub.
No, it's sick.
Someone doing awful farts.
Yeah. And the entire Prescott pub crawl contingent turns up.
Oh, there wasn't even that many because they'd sort of broken up into groups.
They'd all stayed in Prescott or gone home.
And his uni mates were there.
Yeah.
I remember from the one I saw them on, they weren't popular. They went and enjoyed by the rest of the people. Dave almost had a fight with him. Yeah.
Did Dave go from the beginning?
No, this is another
years
year
ago.
Dave had it.
No, oh, sorry, okay.
You just don't know the law, do you?
No, you've got to know your law, your PPC law.
What I should have done is, because it was my first one and you were giving me the law, I should have probably got an Uber home then at that point because it sounded... It was always, you know...
Oh, you were begging it all night, mate.
You were begging it.
You were, to be fair.
Is this the alleyway?
Film me, Stephen, film me.
We were trying to go out and was like, one more, guys.
I did actually want one more.
Yeah, you did actually make us go for one more.
Don't make me go home.
Yeah, but in Liverpool, I've been out to Liverpool maybe close to 10 times. I want to show off. Maybe make that a title. I've been to some really nice bars, really good places. But this...
I didn't even know I was there.
Yeah, but this is Cameron, though,
isn't
it?
This was This was... He'd found Prescott and taken it to Liverpool.
Yeah.
I was thinking, what are you doing?
Hasn't he been to, like, Benidorm, like, 100 times?
And when we're in there, we're in the pub, I get cornered and I have to listen to this probably 5-6 minute long joke.
The whole time I didn't realise it was a joke. It was something like the council. Yeah,
it just went on and on. The same line was being repeated over and over. Get to the punchline, horrific punchline. You know, one sort of Roy Chubby Brown had come out with, and I just
sounds like that
stand there with my head in my hands, shaking my head, and then explaining why the joke isn't funny. And then after that, I'm just sort of, you know,
this is while the farts are picking up.
I didn't drink once when we got to Liverpool, because when I got in the grapes, it's sober up time.
Did you not?
No, it sobered me up. And then Cam takes us to somewhere else, which is approximately 3 yards out, and he goes
underground.
Then he stands and looks up at the sign that says Karaoke Sports Bar, like he's found Bethlehem. Drags us in there, and one of you two goes, "Oh, a downstairs bar isn't good, because it might be awful, but you're trapped."
It wasn't great. It was a
karaoke sports.
Yeah, it was very low ceilings. It felt intense down there. There was some karaoke going on at the front.
The loudest karaoke I've ever heard.
Yeah, there was a small group of there's a small group that seemed like they were working the karaoke. They were on and off. And then Cam goes to me, "Do you want to play some basketball?" All right. So then we go over to a machine where there's just one thing, and it's like, okay, I'm watching Cam shoot.
We were all just stood there watching Cam play basketball.
What is going on? Yeah.
That was bonkers.
Yeah, it was odd in there.
So loud.
Yeah.
This is hilarious.
And then Cal had to chew my ear off about Sunday football.
You don't want that.
I know, just trying to chat. You know, he's like, "Oh, big game tomorrow, isn't it?" Yeah.
For context, Tom just turned on me at some point in the evening, and I just went, you know, there was a bit of football, and I went, "Oh, it should be a good game tomorrow." And it was like I'd spat in his face. The look that he gave
me. I know, that's not what happened.
Yeah, it was.
That's not what happened.
And actually, you sabotaged me before then, which was quite funny. I was talking to Cam's girlfriend. Are they official? Cam's girlfriend?
I don't think anyone cares.
Can she even speak?
So I was trying to... very nice person.
Yeah, he was enjoying himself a bit too much, so I had to step in.
Well, Khaled was.
Yeah.
Again, this isn't true. Don't let him do this.
Bizarre,
honestly,
because this is what happened the other day.
Yeah, so another man's woman, yeah.
I'm worried that you're trying to chat her up as well.
Well, she was Tom's sort of age range that he goes for, so...
Let me speak into the baby monitor. Weird,
so,
mate.
So she just said something like, "Oh, what was your last holiday?" or something.
Oh, and that's dead chat, bro.
Listen, it was very polite. And I went, "Oh, I think it was Turkey." So I was and Tom just leans in and goes...
So you said... Last time I feel like I can't speak to you. That's dead chat, bro.
Is that why you couldn't speak to him? Pissed everyone off for the name of shit chat next. Right, come on.
Keep it moving. Come on, guys.
But yeah, so as
would you like to drink, sir?
It's a better fucking conversation, bro.
Oh, fucking but yeah, thirsty so for as that. I just went to say, "Oh, I went to..." Tom just leans in and goes, "You're gonna love this story." There was no story. No, that was a hell of a lot of pressure for me to try and come up with a good story. It was very funny.
Did you lead into some of your stand-up that you used to do?
I should have done, just started talking about a pigeon.
You're carrying bags.
Yeah. What is it with airline food? Great question. That was very funny. Then at that point...
That was it, really? Wasn't it? Like,
yeah,
it's so funny that, like, when we met up and...
This will be good.
Are you kidding? No, I sometimes come out with bangers. Cameron was the guy that was going on about having like a month-long celebration with like a mariachi band, like following them through the pub, you know, whatever. Oh, you've thrown me off now, haven't you?
It's horrible. It's
no,
really,
do you know what? I'm done. I'm just going to sit here and just think.
Yeah, what's he thinking about?
Fucking...
But then we went to one more bar.
One more bar. Without Cameron, that is.
Yeah, sorry, Cam. We were going to go home, and then we decided that we had to give it
you
one more.
You wanted to have a good night out.
Yeah, we wanted to have one more try. So we went into this bar, which looked really, like, nice, didn't it? It looked like a nice bar.
It was fine.
It was okay. A girl comes over, starts talking about TikTok.
Woman.
Yeah. To you, woman, lady.
And Khaled's enjoying himself a bit too much.
Again, not true. I'm sat there watching Top of the Pops on the telly. Can't even hear it because they're playing their own music.
Man.
Minding my own business. I don't know how she got onto the topic, but she was telling us that she's a virgin again after 6 months. I don't know how
that's
she
how it happened. Sex. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I don't think anyone asked, but that happened. I'm sat there minding my own business.
Do you see what I had to deal with?
Yeah, that's how our conversation works, mate.
Yeah, true. Stephen says clearly as a joke. Oh, he hasn't had sex for 6 minutes. He's in an alleyway, right? Very humorous.
Yeah.
She didn't think so. She turned away and was like, that is disgusting.
Really?
Yeah, and what did she say?
Well, I think to most people it would seem a joke, but she got the measure of you very quickly.
Yeah, she knew. This is the time guy was in an alleyway in Liverpool.
Because when she turned, you were going...
That is awful.
I've not watched these in 7 minutes.
Watched them beforehand.
Yeah, you want to, don't you say? You should be washing your hands.
You should be, yeah. That's
please.
True.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so then she decided to come up with the line. What was it?
No more sucking and fucking?
Yeah, no more sucking and fucking.
You came up with that line?
No, she came up with that.
She told him that. She was showing that.
Yeah, and then so...
At this point, Callum flips.
Yeah. Like, hold me back again.
Starts sucking and fucking himself. No one tells Callum what to do. He mumbled.
Well, I need to go wash my hands quick.
Once I wash my hands, you're going to see something really special in a minute. No, it was... So, yeah, and then she would kind of talk to you guys and then just turn to me and go, disgusting. So I was just frozen out that conversation.
Sorry, do you know what? It's not as disgusting as just coming over and going, I've not had sex
for
6 months.
Yeah, I don't know how...
You started this conversation.
Yeah, I think Tom said to her, when was the last time you've had sex, love? And it was really...
That's a bit mental, to be fair.
Yeah, it's really mental.
Well done, man.
That's awful.
That's disgusting. Yeah.
It's all that drinking and driving you've been doing, mate.
That's weird.
What do you mean?
That is weird.
Yeah, it was weird that you did that.
Yeah, but you can't just go to a woman and say, when's the last time you had sex?
Well, what would you say to a woman then?
Dead.
If you want to enjoy your night, you're probably best off going over there, mate.
Pardon?
Leaving me here in the corner.
Fucking dead chatter.
That is bad chat. That's really
not bad chat, is it?
Making his nervousness.
Yeah, what would I want? What, I've got nothing to offer her.
Go away with the word.
It's kind of like, it's like aggressively nervous. It's,
I'm allowed to be
really
nervous.
It's a bit like Pearl when you walk into the house. Just that, like, barking, trying to get anyone away.
Yeah.
That's the sort of vibe that it's giving a little bit.
Mate, I'm enjoying myself in my corner.
Yeah.
But said, oh, no, do you know what? I like your aura, I like your energy. I want to chat.
Right.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about?
Games.
Really? Okay.
So he's lit up now a lot.
Well, yeah, because now I know we've got something in common.
Yeah, okay.
What games have you been playing?
Oh, have you heard of Kinect 4?
Oh, fucking hell.
Pan?
I said, oh, fucking hell. Like, I'm sort of bored of you already, mate.
How big's your dick?
Not big enough.
When was the last time you had sex?
Not big enough for what?
How much did you earn?
Not enough.
What do you mean?
13 quid an hour. What was your question? Why is there three of you?
I just like the idea that you've just gone, listen, love, we're competing for an hour.
You wish.
Small dick and a little like
you.
Not said no.
Well, yeah, no, why would I? How have I come out of fucking hell, fuming?
Not great,
so it was eventful.
Not great.
It was an eventful trip, wasn't it?
I think it's probably the last pub crawl for me. The Preston pub crawl.
And you two found it hilarious that you dragged me out.
If I was going again, I would go to Prescott.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'd do? If there was, I'd probably go for the R5 kickoff.
Yeah. Also, Khaled,
have a few beers in Prescott.
Look at follower count. We haven't dragged you out, mate. Yeah.
That's true.
I went to.
In fact, you should say thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. Might be tagged in one of my reels one day.
That's the dream.
I went to Hebden Bridge.
Don't make it the alleyway stuff, though, please.
Hebden Bridge, beautiful part of the world.
Love it.
Yeah,
Hebden Bridge is beautiful.
So I've heard it's a lesbian capital.
The lesbian capital of...
The North.
That's
the
all I knew. North, yeah. I knew that Max liked it. Yeah. It was the lesbian capital.
Yeah.
So I get
stay
there,
away from me.
And I'm doing the classic game of, as we're driving along, going, lesbian, to man, woman, or child. Anyone I see, I say that with the windows up. Not weird.
Whispering it.
In the car on your own as well. I love this game.
Oh, no, my windows are open.
Over. Why are you coming in? And then we get there and, you know, walking through this little village or whatever it is.
Still playing the game?
No. It's not really a game, mate. Okay. Sexuality's not a game.
It's not great.
We set that up.
And we're walking over this bridge, as there are many, you know, a lot of barges. Get out of my way. Oh, they are rude to men.
Rightly so.
And we can sort of hear this, a bit of a discussion. It gets louder and louder. And I'm thinking, oh, are they like laughing at each other? And there's a few other people looking, and then there's, it's like a domestic argument.
Oh.
And then they're getting louder and louder and shouting and shouting. She's like, get away from me, get away from me.
Oh.
And I'm sort of freezing going, oh my God, what'd you do? It's
outside on the walk.
Yeah, yeah, it's right. Like right by the canal. But I'm up on the bridge, and then there's a group of walkers closest to them. I'm like, what do we do? And he's like, yeah, you threatened to kill yourself. So it's a really serious sort of...
But on the bridge, it's tiny.
No, but this is on the canal. We're on the bridge, they're on the canal.
Side of the walkway. Okay, yeah.
I won't focus too much on that. And also, it wasn't that tiny. anyway, it's just getting really heated.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and Zoe says, don't... Because I started to walk towards it, so I was like, don't, because I think she was worried that they might kick off at me, and I'm a bit of a fanny. Yeah.
It's dangerous having Hebden Bridge.
So more people are looking and sort of gathering. Some guys just stood there filming it. I think, oh, you twat.
What a weirdo.
Yeah.
Great for his socials, though.
Yeah, that's true. See, Carriage?
Yeah, that's how I get the
ball. Anyway, stuff. So I decided I'm just going to walk past them, but just so they know that, or he knows that,
yeah. Yeah,
there's people around, people are watching,
yeah.
But I'm not actually watching. A woman comes out, and she sort of, because it gets really escalated, but then they're on a barge, and then there's a woman on the next barge, and they're going, surely she knows her. So it's all very sort of, don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And a woman comes over and takes her away, and they're chatting. But I just came away going, oh, I just thought that was useless there, you know, because you don't know whether they've, whether she's in the wrong or he's in the wrong. You'd assume he's in the wrong. That's the way in Hebden Bridge.
It's difficult though when you see like stuff like that, and you do think I could step in and help.
What would you have done?
But what I've done in that situation.
Not going to make this one out.
Did somebody call for a hero?
We are going to act this one out.
No, you don't have to.
Well, the video of you in the alleyway. Who was that? Who was that?
We can't say.
You'll be getting the improv, mate. Fucking make something up, can
yes, and. No, more like no and, am I right?
This is getting pretty heated.
Yeah, is it?
Should I step in? No and, never pleasures me.
Should I step in and sort it out?
I wish someone would step in because you're really threatening to me at the moment.
He's actually asking for someone to step in.
I'm spill
you. Hey, guys!
Oh, you've stepped in shit.
Hope it's not yours.
It is.
Why are you shitting on the sidewalk?
I live in a barge and the toilet's blocked, pal.
Well, you just shit in the river then, bro.
How dare you?
Get off your barge, shit on the side and get back in your barge.
Disgusting. That's disgusting.
I was about
to pick that up, but I got distracted by this mouth.
Because I was in an alleyway with someone that we can't name. But
also, I'm not enjoying your chat, bro.
My chat's quite good, to be
bad
fair.
Bad chat, bro.
Well, I'm not here for a good chat, am I? I'm not here for a good chat.
What are you here for?
You're fucking useless, bro.
Are you kidding? Yeah, you know what? Your mum was right about you. You should have gone with your sister. You, yeah? Clean up your shit.
Go
clean up my shoe.
She's 8.
80. 80. Of age. In fact, very of age.
Why are you shouting about your sister being of age?
Sorry?
Why are you shouting about your sister being of age?
You're fucking wrong in you.
I'm not wrong, I'm right. 80.
The dog show on your shoes, the best thing about you.
It's not even my shoes, bro.
Well, whose shoes have you got?
You weren't the hero I was
after. Your mum was right about you. You had a pedo.
80.
I don't want a pedo standing up for me. God, can we get someone else, please?
He's not kidding. You don't want me sticking up for you?
He's not standing up, to be fair.
He slipped over the dog.
He's swimming in the river now.
The current's taking me away.
Stay at you in there.
You can get in with me.
That's the worst pollution I've ever seen.
Are you kidding?
Big load of shit in the river. Yes.
Do you mean yes? You know what I'll say? You're not meant to say yes, are you? You're meant to say no. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
That's not the same poo. That's a freshie.
Yeah.
Fucking have it, mate.
I'm nervous falling into the river. Sorry. Jesus.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm nervous. I'm sorry. I'm not confident Khaled over there.
Anyway,
that's
so...
okay. Thank you for your apology.
In fact, I think I helped that situation.
It's tough getting involved, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
That's my point.
I feel like I shouldn't have done that.
No, you're probably right. But you know what? You proper citizen now. You stood up where you needed to.
You didn't help him at all.
Yeah, you offered nothing.
Hmm? In fact, you called me a pedo and then pushed me in the river.
Bit of a shitbag, you.
Me?
Yeah. If this guy stepping in is a hero.
I mean, I think it was a really, really awkward time to learn something heinous about him.
And your mother, because didn't your mother recommend?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's nice.
That put me around the back foot.
Yeah, that will do.
You know someone. He's no hero.
Yeah, but then you told me that my mother...
Yeah, I thought he was.
Then you said my mother told you that I was a pedo.
And I didn't believe her at the time.
Always believe your mother. That's the life lesson.
She's not my mother, yeah. It's his mother.
Oh, was it his mother?
No, they're the same woman.
Siblings.
Anyway, I didn't know what to do to help a woman.
But you said that you made yourself known.
Yeah,
but...
Which I think is a good... Mate, if you get involved, though, it could explode a lot more.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You were there, you were ready, if needed.
Yeah. If it had escalated.
Maybe, yeah.
I feel like you would have done something.
Mm. Yeah. Filmed it. Yeah. I've got this angle, pal.
Was it James Orban? With one of these?
Can't.
Ref cam.
Can you get this doll involved? So then as I'm walking around the town, I just noticed a lot of the men are pretty ugly in Hebden Bridge.
A lot of the
men.
Okay. Right.
Said men.
I understand. Probably why there's more lesbians. I didn't see many hot men in Hebden Bridge, and that's the reason I went. Oh. Had a lovely Italian meal though.
Where's
called
the
Fratelli's? Didn't get it for free.
Whereabouts?
I don't know. It's in the town.
So yeah, lovely out of High Street. Floods a lot though.
Does it?
Yeah.
For those women.
Yeah.
A lovely cinema there. If you like cinemas.
Really? Well,
yeah, they've got a little community cinema there, haven't they? And a little art centre.
I think I watched one of their live play performances on the canal.
Yeah, fair, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. You got me there, didn't you?
Different levels.
Got a great antique shop if you like antiques.
I don't.
And if you don't?
A good library. And they got shops that sell new things.
They do.
When I went, I saw that they had a comic book shop that only opens like for like 3 hours on 2 days.
What, the comic book?
Which I thought was quite niche. I thought to have a whole shop for 6 hours.
Yeah, that was weird.
Just hearing sounds coming from you.
Sorry.
No, it was just a period of a couple of minutes. Just different sounds.
I know I'm a part of this podcast.
Yeah.
Speaking of the cinema, you said you went.
Yeah, I went last night.
What'd you watch?
I watched that, I Swear.
Was in the cinema?
Yeah. Well, I just had a look and it was on.
Using the controversy to sell more tickets.
Yeah. Probably faking, mate.
Have you seen the sequel? Yeah. I Slur. I use that the most.
Yeah, I went to The View. I've not been. It's the first time I've been to a View cinema.
What? Is it? We had this conversation the other night.
We did!
Yes!
Oh, don't recycle chat.
Is this the dad chat I was talking about?
It was after we dropped you off.
Yeah.
We really started on the dad chat. And we were talking about cinemas, yeah. And we were saying you hadn't been to the cinema for years.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to try and go a bit more. It's quite a nice thing, isn't it?
You're welcome,
well done,
cinema.
Mate.
I did that.
Yeah.
About £15 I get in.
It cost me £25 for two
Fuck
tickets.
Fuck off.
What?
Surely it was an adult and a child.
I'm going to join you on the high five. I didn't say it, Your Honour.
I'm really sorry.
Okay, no.
It's funny though.
Do we pay for the seats at the back?
What do you mean?
You have to pay more for the seats at the back.
Yeah, you do.
Oh,
yeah.
They're reclining?
No, they all recline, but you've got you've got one row from the back. It was the fancy chairs, the luxe chairs, with the nice cushions and stuff. At the time, it wasn't very full.
If you sit near the front, there's a place to park the prem.
Not good, that one.
Really?
Really rude, that.
Yeah. For who?
I'd have never made a joke like that. That's awful. That was
annoyed at Max. Anyway, so I Swear, was it busy because of the BAFTA buzz?
I don't know Maybe. If it was. I've got nothing. I can't really compare. It was just busy.
Was the cinema busy? The
cinema was relatively busy.
It must be then.
But it's out of a lot of cinemas now.
Yeah.
So I think it's due on Netflix in a couple of weeks.
When did it come out last year?
Yeah, it came out last year.
Yeah. So maybe it was because of the BAFTAs, yeah.
Probably. That's a bit weird though, to be like, let's get this film back out.
I don't think it had left.
Right.
I think it won Best Film as well, didn't it?
Yeah.
So it's probably that.
I thought the kid in it was really good.
Yeah.
Didn't get mentioned in the speech, me don't think.
The only bit that was, I found, that just was pulling me out of it a little bit was Maxine Peake's Scottish accent.
You know, no, I thought she was good.
Oh, I just felt like it was all over the place. It wouldn't have been out of place on this podcast.
We do great Scottish accents here, don't we?
Well.
I just felt like it was dipping all the time and like, she, I don't know, like just do get someone Scottish to it.
That's acting.
She was good though. She was. She it was a really good film.
Do you know what? I think straight people can play gay characters and vice versa.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is that what you went to Hebden Bridge for? Because I think you're pushing it with a lesbian.
Him pusher. Right?
So the only way to stop this fight.
You know, Jonathan Bailey played a straight man in Wicked. Really good. Modern, mate. Modern. Modern, mate. Hey, guys, are you hungry for more?
I know I am.
You're not, though, the Manjaro.
Yeah, but I thought you meant great chat.
For more great chat, you can find us over on Patreon at the White Noise Poddy. We've got weekly episodes that go out on there uncensored.
And no bleeping at all.
So this won't be bleeped.
Me and my father used to into the and for fish.
That's disgusting.
I need to let the people know. In fact, my dad messaged me this morning and said,
let the police know, first and foremost. Bonus weekly episodes, bonus videos.
What?
And you also get to watch all of our specials. I drank my own wee-wee.
Yes, that was really
you
nice.
You did that on the boat, didn't you?
Not mine.
£3 a month. Max has been on the Stairmaster.
Yeah, it makes me sweat a lot more than the treadmill.
Just that constant cardio.
It's mad, isn't it? So boring, though.
This is what annoyed me when we did the calorie challenge, albeit we won.
Yeah.
Faffing around on the bike.
Who, me?
You.
You.
What, I didn't know, did I? I was a different man back then. I'm a gym goer now. You.
I did an hour of just Stairmaster. All you're going to do is burn non-stop. It was you get frittering back to me like my child.
Dad, I'm gonna go look out there now.
You Dad, did I?
You have some money for the vending machine.
Are you kidding? Why do you have to go there? Why do you have to go there? There's so many other machines you could have picked. That could have been the treadmill.
Yeah, you can have some money for the treadmill. It doesn't work.
It could have been the weight machine.
Stupid.
Fucking treadmill.
Think about it, mate.
Maybe it was a
snacks on the treadmill and waiting at the end.
Maybe it could have been. Also, would I have sex on a calorie challenge?
Fueling the calories to burn.
Fucking hell. You're sore loser, you are.
What do you mean?
Sore loser.
Just think if we ever do it again, mate, straight to the Stairmaster.
100, yeah, I will, mate. Now I know.
Living education.
Yeah, I love education.
What do you do whilst you're stepping?
I've got Netflix on my phone. I've been watching it.
That is a worry when you got your headphones on.
I don't trump.
Well,
I'm
at
the gym. It's quite close to my house, so if I need to trump, I'll just run there, fart, and then come back. I've been watching a lot of House.
Nice.
So who's? I'm on the stepper thing.
Number 43 tonight. Hack the ring doorbell, haven't I?
Not watching my own house.
No, it's like a little stop motion scene of.
I forgot to announce it to the reception. Don't worry, I will be back. I'm just going to do a little fart.
Didn't quite make it to his.
The reception are the ones that say you're for a fart. Come on. Come on now.
Not for the microphone. Come on.
Oh, my favourite form of entertainment on the stepper is obviously if someone falls off, but also if someone else is doing it, you just compete with them in your head. Right.
That is fun. There's only one there, sadly.
Sometimes you double step, you know, show off.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you're met by a complete gym freak who'll go up sideways like that, and then they'll go backwards. Stepping. Yeah.
What's that? Backwards.
Yeah,
you can do anything you want, I guess.
What, front crawl like that? Just
because I mean you could
like a kid just up the stairs.
Yeah,
doing a handstand.
Like you can, I can't.
Hey, don't say that.
Well, no, I'm top heavy. I'll fall over. But I just walk up.
Moving on, Khaled. What have you been up to outside of the pub crawl? Anything interesting?
I went to a pub quiz yesterday.
You're 29 now as well.
I am 29. Yeah, thanks for that reminder.
Sorry. Well done, mate.
Yeah. You might have been 29 last time you came on. I forget.
I don't think I was. Actually,
oh, he was.
No, no. So I'm seeing life through a different light.
How was the quiz?
The quiz was good. Yeah. So it was me, Ryan, and Squidsvids as well.
Yeah, yeah. We just called him Liam.
Liam and Zoe. A great team that was assembled.
I think that's a great team. I'm going to say
there's a few duds in there.
Yeah. A couple of duds.
All right. So who's the couple then? We've all got one, right?
We all know one person that's a dud.
Guaranteed dud.
Yeah.
GD.
Are we assuming I was a dud?
No. Not a total dud. But just by osmosis, you may be a bit of a dud.
I think I probably was the bigger dud of the I was probably the second biggest dud, I'd say.
Yeah.
There's one thing that you told us today that is so ridiculous.
Is this what I said in a message earlier? Yeah. So I think in a quiz, everyone has their sort of strengths. So I did pretty well in the sports round. Zoe and Liam, phenomenal in the music round. They really pulled out some serious points there. Ryan, somehow, in a question where the answer was either A, B, or C, proceeded to write D down as the answer. So, unfortunately, we had to stop him. He also had a weird system where the first three questions, he wrote like A, B, C. Then he would write the answer.
So why is Ryan doing any writing?
He got that responsibility removed pretty quickly.
He's got horrific handwriting.
Yeah, it was awful.
He can't read it himself.
Yeah.
That got taken off.
And he doesn't listen.
Yeah, that as well.
And he's not very bright.
So why is your dud doing a lot of the work here?
Well, he's taking the pencil. He was sort of the... He
See, that makes you a dud.
It sounds four duds.
Yeah, Joe, you're probably not wrong there. We did finish fourth.
Out of?
Five. Eight, nine, I'd say.
Well, when I heard about this, I told Max because he hadn't been invited.
Yeah, but this is the weird thing. I got told this from Stephen, like 2 in the afternoon?
Yeah.
So Ryan messaging at 11 at night was a bizarre thing because
Did you find out the day before Ryan had messaged? Or
I woke up to it. Woke up to the message. We'd already talked about going to cinema, so, you know, it was too late for me.
Although I got a message from you recently, 3:20 in the morning.
Yeah.
Bloody wow.
That's when you do a lot of your emails, isn't it?
That was all exciting. My emails, all my admin.
Send you up? ? Yeah. Wonder what that was about.
Your phone, who dis? Just trying to figure out who my contacts are. I've got a guy called Scott Jegg on there. I don't know who that is.
Should you give him a call?
No, because it might be someone bad.
But you love Scott Jeggs, don't you?
Yeah. Not anymore. Name and Weight Loss Journey.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just protein and egg.
Is it though?
Which is
it's
also
not
a protein.
Just that, though. It's quite a bit of fat.
Definitely.
A good quality Scotch egg is
Am
not
I eating
bad.
Quality Scotch eggs? No, I'm eating fucking 20p ones from Tesco.
I'm gonna lie, Tom. That was stupid. That was a stupid
I'm sorry,
And we found another dud.
You got some news here, Max.
Have I?
A ski jump penis pump controversy.
Oh,
What's
heard
this?
About this? No. This is wild. That Winter Olympic sport.
Still haven't heard about it.
Okay, now I've said three words, mate.
Come on, Matt.
So,
John Davidson.
You know the one where you go down the big skis?
The Hell Skelter.
And then you jump, and it's like a big jump.
Yep.
And they have their legs open.
What's that called? Oh, come on.
Well, no, this is a big part of it.
Ski jumping.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Like just a big hill.
Ski jump.
Yeah. Ski jump. Thank you. So the ski jump
penis pump controversy.
So, apparently the Olympic stars have been injecting their penises to make them bigger so that they have to wear baggier ski clothes.
Ah.
So then when they actually go to do the jump and the penises shrink, they've got all this like material there so they can glide further as they do the jump.
Wow.
This is crazy. This is a crazy bit of news.
That's so mad.
I'd be like one step ahead just with a normal suit, but you know, with the micro penis.
Yeah.
It'd be the same effect.
You know, Steve, do you want to pump it up? Nah, I'm chill.
Yeah.
I literally
already done mine. Yeah. Can't get any bigger.
That is bad.
You're right.
No, just thinking about how sad it would be to have one.
What? A
penis pump?
Micro penis. I don't know. Penis pumps seem a bit mad to me.
Yeah. I was reading reviews for penis pumps today.
Any good reviews, or do you want to save it?
No, I mean, they were kind of as you'd expect. It was more interesting with the flashlights. That was a... Mm. Yeah, they were quite interesting. Yeah, a lot of people that have clearly just gone straight on there, all in capital letters. Wow! It's really taken my masturbation game to the next level.
Yeah. The guy at the Olympics who did the pole vault and knocked the pole off because his penis was too big.
Cheeky little penis.
I mean, if you're going to miss out on a medal, it's probably the best way to miss out on one, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
Probably got a different medal, didn't he?
Yeah.
Go on.
I mean, you know, he's just saying, oh, he's the biggest penis medal, didn't it?
Okay, so
I thought you meant like a medal with his junk, you know, like that.
That's funny.
That would have been better.
So you've just got this biggest.
Oh, it's not a competition, is it, Ethan? Well,
what about medals? Of course, it's a competition.
Come on, Ethan. Let's not be too literal here. Let's just say, Stephen, really funny joke. Yeah. Max,
it wasn't a joke. I didn't say a joke, did I?
So come huge, on now, don't go back on your
has
joke.
Been beamed all around the world, right?
Yeah.
So now you step back into the athlete's village.
Okay.
Like, you know what's going on?
Have I got my hat on?
Why have you got a hat on? You've been to Burger King.
What's on?
it's not the fucking penis, it's just my stomach's just fucking hit the pole, isn't it? Found brilliant, well done. My penis is big as well, actually. So that you'll ever know. Not that you'll ever find out.
instant aura loss. Insane aura loss.
Not at all, mate. Yeah. Not at all. Still got my hat on.
John Davidson, whose life inspired the movie I Swear, shouted the N-word at the BAFTAs whilst Michael B. Jordan and Delroy Lindo presented an award.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I saw it like a TikTok of him with his award. I thought, oh, that's brilliant, he's won the award.
Yeah.
And then we watched the awards and we're skipping through, you know, there's a lot of boring stuff. And I think we must have skipped when Michael B. Jordan was talking because I think they were presenting an award.
Mm. Yeah.
Just get to it. And then saw the stuff about it afterwards. You know, oh, no. Obviously, it's played out quite a lot now, hasn't it? Because it's been big news.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, everyone's talking about it, even Jamie Foxx, who is so empathetic to people with Tourette's. It's gorgeous to see.
Great video of him doing being an Asian person.
He's funny with his impressions.
He's funny with his impressions, yeah.
What people are finding an issue with is mainly the producers who were running the BAFTAs. I'm scared to say this in case it costs me a BAFTA soon.
I give it time,
man.
Kept
it in.
Have you seen what they're...
They're in a van.
Their excuses, yeah. They're in a van.
But you know what?
I was at my house and I heard it.
The whole reason why he's there, if you watch the film and stuff, and it's there's so many people that just they just don't get it. They don't understand it. And even in the aftermath of all this, there's a lot of people that clearly seem to think that it's like,
oh, he meant it.
It's unsaid thoughts. It's things he doesn't want to say. And so I guess it's started a bit of a conversation. But the decision to edit it out. Would have been editing him out to save people's.
Save a lot of backlash for him.
I know.
Yeah,
because it's really come on top of him, and
yeah,
and then you must think when it came out, am I just like, if someone else was controlling your body, and then they say that, he'd feel how you'd feel, and just like, oh my god, I can't believe that's happened.
And you think like, if he's dealing with that every day and that constant anxiety. And you would say to him, what's the worst case scenario when this comes out? That'd probably be it, right? Like,
yeah, 100%.
Biggest night of his life. Yeah. And that happened.
I think but there was some other stuff, wasn't there, that didn't get aired, like he was calling Alan Cummings a pedo with the...
laugh at that, Ethan.
When he was making the Paddington Bear jokes and stuff.
But yeah, I'm sure they would have... Well, they should have warned everyone about...
They probably did.
John I think they warned all the guests, but some of the people coming on to present maybe weren't aware. It's very, very specific circumstances, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's, you know, I think if there's ever a word that context applies,
yeah,
then, you know, just give your head a
whack. But that's what Tourette's is, isn't it, at the end of the day?
It's a shame that it's ruined that moment for the film as well, or it's dampened that moment. That's,
people are flocking to it.
Well, yeah,
they are.
That's true. Yeah.
I hope they say it in this. Shocking that.
Maybe it's in the after credits. Maybe it's in the after credits.
Shouldn't be shown like that in the cinema. Can you leave, please, sir?
It's a bloody credit scene. You don't need silence to read names. You ain't got a clue, have you?
The stuff is celebrity gossip.
Yes, it's my favourite segment.
Well, it seems that way, Max, because you start to fucking pounce on it whenever it's your go.
When you have it, then.
No, I don't want it.
No, it's not his to have.
Okay.
Basically, Max has been trying to source the stories, but he just doesn't get it. He does not get it.
He just loves celebrity.
It's true, he doesn't.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Katie Price has revealed she has gained half a stone since meeting her feeder husband, Lee Andrews.
I imagine she's been eating a lot.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
You can have it, Max.
She probably needs to get on the stepaciser.
Mm.
Or just find a shopping centre and an escalator and you get it for free.
Is that what you do?
Save money at the gym.
Also, if it's an electric like escalator, you're not burning any calories then, surely.
Max, you're going quicker. You're meant to go against it.
Yeah. I just thought you just standing, getting taken up, going, this is really paying off now.
It's going up and down.
Just watching the pounds drop off, baby.
Can't believe you lot pay for a gym membership.
Just sweating profusely.
10 reps of the lift, and we're done. Hell of a good workout.
Hit the vending machines.
No! Actually, the vending machine at the gym sells water. Yeah. What person in your life would you most want to be stuck in an elevator with for 24 hours?
Not toots, sorry.
I don't toot. Have you ever heard me fart or smell a fart?
I thought it was great.
And you laughed! Bro, you laughed!
I don't think I did until I heard it was toots.
Pecs, mate, possibly. Or well, potentially.
Right. probably my partner, Max.
Well, let's say it's someone in this room.
It doesn't say that.
But I've changed it.
Talking boy.
Because I just say, yeah, probably my...
Give me Ethan.
Really?
Yeah, but he's not allowed his microphone.
Oh.
Or his clothes.
I just think I can be annoying with Ethan and we can have a bit of fun. And also, I don't know as much about Ethan as I do about you lot, so find out more interesting things, I believe.
Coward.
Oh, Joel, I think that's a good shout. You know,
I didn't shout.
Be a great chance to get to know you a bit
bloody
more.
Hell.
So I think, you know.
Me and you. Yeah.
Yeah, all the way.
Me and you in the lift.
Let's do it. What's stopping us? There's a lift out there right now.
Right now?
Well, after the podcast, right, let's give the people what they paid for.
The weird look in his eyes. He was talking about that.
Was it? Yeah.
You were looking at me.
No, I missed that.
I would consider maybe your decision.
Really?
Yeah, with that look, it was.
Just join the queue.
With him.
Join the queue for Ethan.
The Ethan queue's busy for a reason. People want him.
And you're okay with that look?
What do you mean? What does that mean? That look.
Oh, imagine that for 24 hours.
I like that look.
Oh yeah. Do I have to do it twice over as well? Can we not just all do it in one go?
I don't need to one.
You stay in the lift and Stephen and Callum just swap.
Fucking hell.
I'll do the first 24
hours. Stephen walks out and go, how was it? Not good. Good luck. Oh, no.
Waste of a day.
Yeah, bit of the wrong one.
My bladder's not that strong either. I'm going to wee in the lift. Sorry, Ethan.
No, that's all right. You're not going to wee on me, though. No. Well, I guess one of us would have to drink the other ones to avoid the smell.
Just can
I change my decision, please?
Going to the bathroom? Yeah.
Okay, it does, but I've not had it for a while, so it'll be all right.
Just make sure you have some. Be awkward if the door's open as you're pissing in my gob.
What do you mean, have it before? If I have Manjaro, I'm going to be shitting myself in the elevator.
Oh, that's what I mean, I thought you meant it was a good... Right, okay.
No, God, no.
Don't be having the jab.
No, I'm not, yeah.
No.
Are you two going to be fighting in the lift? Because you said you'd have your fight there.
He's all talk.
I said I'd be happy in the lift. You went against that and you said you'd pick Ethan or something.
No, I didn't.
Else.
It was suggested and I have not wavered.
Right. Ethan, who are you picking? You've got...
maybe Max, actually. Because...
right choice, mate.
He often... we'll have our rides home together.
Yeah.
He often manipulates me and gets into my head, so...
What are you doing? Whoa. Why are you manipulating him?
Yeah,
I'm just having a conversation, I think it's just my charming personality.
Has he made you do anything?
Well, I just feel that I need him now.
Mm.
Oh, that's kind of
sad, isn't it?
He's made you quite codependent on him.
How's that sad?
Imagine needing this guy.
I know. Sure as well myself.
No, I just think that's hilarious.
Fuck you, mate.
I just think it's mad to knock that. I need you.
Yeah,
I need you badly.
Don't we all, mate?
Oh, it's a real, it swung round for you there, Max.
I think it has, yeah.
Yeah.
I did actually say earlier I wouldn't mind getting stuck in the lift with you.
I didn't hear that, sorry.
Did you kind of whisper it into the wind?
Yeah. I was in the Uber on the way here. Wouldn't mind getting stuck in the lift with Max today.
Well, that was a great talking point and we've learned a lot about each other.
Ah, shut up.
Let's move on to another one.
I'm going
to
cash in my laugh you lose.
Okay.
I was hoping to do it when we're all just laughing in a happy mood, but...
You picked the best time you possibly could.
Never happening. Yeah. So this is just to pick up the pod a little bit, hopefully. Anyway, Khaled, frig off over there, would you,
Khaled,
please?
Do you want to come sit with me?
This week, I've taken the very funny approach of being serious. And I wanted to make a point to BAFTA about the power of audio. So what I've done is I've taken a snippet of a scene, showing you how it plays, and then I've done my version to show the power of
audio.
So we're going to hear
of
audio.
It was just for Tom, that one.
We're going to hear one bit first, and then there's going to be your.
Then it'll play again, and it'll be my version. So this is a clip that I spent the past 7 days editing, just to see where it could have been improved, and there's not many areas.
You were the only person that said you were happy my wife was dead.
I stand by it. You don't know me. You don't know the allergies I've got.
All right, then, I'll move on to my next interview. You were the only person that said you were happy
my wife
was dead.
I stand by it.
Bruh.
You don't know me. You don't know the allergies I've got.
All right, then, I'll move on to my next interview. Hi.
Pedo!
So what did you do last night?
In my room, watching television.
Fucking pedo!
Oh, thank God. If you'd hung on for another second, I was gone.
It's the power of audio.
Audio.
Yes,
that
was
good.
Thank
that was
you.
Good. Well done, man.
It was the eerie music. Really made the scene stand out so much more.
So it's me next week, yeah?
Max Smith.
Wow. Those 4 months.
Comedy Smith.
And now look at you.
Just like to laugh, mate. Is it
you lose one game, you lose, you know, loads.
Your confidence is gone.
With the Invincibles.
Yeah, I guess so.
No shame in that one, I don't think. That was good.
No, it
was
you
know. Some shame.
No, I don't think so.
And I got gone. That TikTok that looked a bit like you in the toilets.
Looked a lot like you.
Not enough that you would think it was me, though.
I genuinely thought it was.
Yeah.
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh, yeah. He's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Okay. Khaled, do you want to show us your answer, please?
My sink.
My teeth.
House.
Kids next door.
Okay, and the question is, what's your favourite thing to clean?
Scruffy bunch, aren't they?
They are, I've seen them, yeah.
Kids.
Yeah. Running around, getting all sweaty.
You made it weird. You made it bloody weird, mate.
Uncle Max has got a bucket and sponge.
Let's get that oil off you. Before your parents are home. Uncle Smith, you'll help.
Why?
You told us to put the oil on, Uncle Smith.
Oh, you're such a knobhead.
It's not the oil on Mother, but it's the gum. You're plastered in the stuff.
Every fucking week. Every week. My love of this game is gone.
Seriously, we need to get you clean before your parents come back.
You're covered in my DNA. Get in. Get in, you lot. Don't make me bring the power hose outside.
Should we put it to a vote? I think it's Khaled.
Do you? No, we're trying to find out why you like cleaning.
Cleans the neighbourhood.
So you do all the kids in the neighbourhood, or just next door?
They're the only kids in the neighbourhood.
Mm. Have the rest moved out?
Are they white kids?
It's a very short street, mate.
It's at the start of a horror, you know, where they're like, why is there no one here? There's no other children here. What possibly could be the reason?
Yoo-hoo!
Hello!
Kelly, that's a bit rude about that.
Sorry. Yeah,
yeah that's a bit weird, mate. I should. Sorry. Sort of put me off you, to be honest.
Sorry, guys. We'll just have a little chat.
Didn't even get to vote. Come in.
Hello.
Hello, you okay, guys?
What's going on here? Oh, hello.
Have a seat, Martin. Your
grandpops. Oh my God.
You okay, guys?
I can't believe it.
What can you believe, man?
Just being in the room with my hero.
Oh,
what's your granddad? Your granddad, I hope.
You'd hope so, wouldn't you?
We've got granddad and grandson. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Could be granddaughter.
That's so Max. Top.
Oh,
ten,
am I your hero?
Top 10 moment.
So, who have we got here?
Yes.
I'm Marvin.
Martin.
I'm Martin.
Marvin and Martin.
Marvin and Martin. Together. Yes, nice.
We're M&M.
Nice to meet you both.
And M. Another top 10 moment, probably.
Oh my god, that's Max top 10 moment.
Yeah,
top 50 moment.
Top 50, well, it's worse than the top 10, but I'll take it.
That wouldn't be so sure.
I don't do maths, do I?
Yeah.
Do you not do maths?
You do need your maths. You need your schoolings.
I need YouTube and I need podcasts.
So why are you here, gents?
Yeah. Martin here is obsessed with YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, all that nonsense.
Yeah, okay.
How old are you, Martin?
6'7".
Is that your age?
No, I'm 15.
Yeah,
he's a bit old for enjoying all this video nonsense. So, you know, I'm doing my best to try and gain back some of the real issues, the real valuable lessons in the world that will get you far in life. And none of this, apologies to the paedophilic owl over there, none of this tosh.
Oh my God, it's Jammo.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God.
You do know your stuff,
oh,
mate.
I love the White Noise Pod. Yeah, I love Stephen. I love Max. I love Jammo. I love Ryan. I love Khaled. I love Dave.
Ooh,
I love Cam.
I'm not sure about this guy.
Oh.
All of the main cast.
Tony. Yeah.
Love Tony.
You've got good
I enjoy Tony when I glance over.
Yes.
You've seen a little bit?
A little bit, Tim. Right. A little bit. But I've only seen a smidge. And there's humorous words.
Yeah.
And you don't approve?
No, it's nonsensical. It's garbage. You should be ashamed of yourself, young man.
Me?
Yeah.
In what sense, sir?
Doing this as a job, producing this tripe.
Oh, well, yeah, I completely agree with that.
I think we do. Look, we bring smiles to kids.
Yeah, I was talking to him. Well, I wasn't talking
good.
To you two. Yeah. That's an example of just the trying to come out with this tripe.
There's some people. Yeah, I do get
that. Well, I assume you guys are the same age.
I would make assumptions.
Marvin?
I'm
63.
67. 63. It didn't matter what age I said then, did it?
Not really. I heard 60 and I was thinking, yeah, that's funny.
I'm
one of my IMAX freaks.
Anyway, this stuff is just polluting the world. You know, dumping shit into the river every week.
You don't like it.
We've got
a small community.
You've upset him.
Doesn't
seem upset.
He looks happier than I've ever seen him.
I have been a bit upset.
Why is that?
Thank you.
Some of the people on the podcast, I just don't vibe with.
You just said you liked everyone.
He did name everyone, though.
Yeah, he didn't name me, assuming there's a problem there.
Why does he have a mic?
It's more for aesthetic.
Right.
Most of it is like a bit not very good. I could just chirp in with some shite, maybe.
That's Jammo.
Is this not good?
That's Jammo. Top 10 moment.
Is this not good, is it? So it's better than all the other stuff you do week after week.
Absolutely. Great stuff.
Some real truths are being said here.
So who have you got beef with, if you will?
Not beef. I just think sometimes you get these like guests in nearly every week.
Yeah.
That just bring the vibe down. You know, you've got great guests.
Yeah.
And then there's some. And he's on the poster. And he's on like the you know, when I click on it on my phone, he's there.
Bloody poster.
I think he's talking about
bloody
you.
Bloody poster.
And it's just like you look and you just think, fuck off. You know?
Yeah,
I do. I'm not totally against what you're saying.
Martin, you don't mind me speaking to him. Thank you.
Please do.
You shouldn't be using foul language like that in front of these gents. You're showing. Would you stop talking whilst I talk?
I wish you bloody
would. Sorry, Marvin.
You're right about him.
Yeah, it's the worst.
You need to listen. These boys are not your heroes. They are the villains in your life, dragging you down to their level, entertaining children.
Sorry, what hero should he look up to then?
Sorry?
What hero should he look up to then?
Max Smith.
Yeah.
Some good people.
Who were your heroes at that age, Marvin?
Oh, we're taking us back now.
We're going back.
Hence the phrase, we're taking us back now.
We're going back, Marvin.
Sorry,
back in time.
Yeah. When I was growing up, I loved people, innovators, you know. Your Lloyd Grossmans.
Lloyd Grossman.
The Source Man.
Yeah, but sure. Yeah, but when you were younger, surely he's like a recent guy, isn't he?
Sick burn pops.
I don't think it was more a burn. I think it was just more like a question. Lloyd Grossman was a thing when you were a kid. Unless he was a mate of yours.
When I was younger, he was a TV presenter, a chef. He's done multiple things. Yes.
Well, when a 63-year-old man was a kid.
Not necessarily when I was a kid, when I was younger. Max. sir.
Can we check? Can we get a time check on bloody Lloyd Grossman?
Okay. Anyone else?
Well, certainly not this Grossman.
Yeah, there's one Grossman in front of me.
I enjoyed innovators, people who do what people don't believe can be done. You've got your Neil Armstrong. You've got your
We spoke about it, didn't we? We said he was fake.
Oh, he could be very well. Could be a little fake man.
He said it's a good chance.
Do you think
happens.
He's fake? Because I wouldn't listen to this guy.
No, do you know? I don't know.
That's on the fence, aren't we?
So on the fence. We're just not sure. But
1995, Lloyd Grossman was on TV.
30 years ago.
God, that's a long
31
time.
31 years ago.
So you were 32. You were your hero.
Thank you.
That's all right. Yeah.
So at that age, are you an old man, are you?
Well, you know, I'm 33 and I don't really have any heroes anymore.
Yeah.
You're my hero.
And it shows.
What do you mean?
You're a moralist.
I don't think that's fair, Pops. He's not moralist. Some of the messages that has been exchanged, he's just a great guy.
So.
Oh.
Fucking knew it. Oh. He fucking knew it. I know. The fucking. The Stephen lies and the character whammer, double fucking whammy, yeah?
Swearing in front of me grandson.
Oh, if he listened to this and he knows the word shit.
Can I just say. Right?
Just
hold my horses.
Relax.
What's with this reaction?
Why are we kicking off?
What's the reaction for?
He's implying that I've been messaging his 16-year-old boy.
Well, 15 for a start. You're already starting to bend the truth. What else are you bending? Not my grandson over the kitchen table.
You said you didn't mind my age.
Are you kidding?
One of the things you liked about me?
Fucking, you're a wanker, you are.
Oh, none of your dick.
What?
None of your dick. You're not getting that.
You seem pretty rattled, mate.
Yeah, because I thought his lovely young man that's going.
Oh, we'll stop you there.
He's going top 10 moment. Man. Hero Smith. What's this? Go
I wonder
on.
Why you were sweating so much?
You're my hero. I've got like.
Oh, you're scum. You are. You're Whoa, fucking scum.
So just to clarify, you've been exchanging messages.
Yes.
I don't think there's much of an exchange. You're spot on. This is one-way traffic.
Let's see.
It's just a fat man with a small penis. Got a quiz. I've got a prize. It's
Is it Lao Ganma?
Crispy chili and oil.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't know if anyone's ever had this.
No. It's good. It's hot.
So good.
Do you know what there was a...
What'd you have with it?
Use it to fry stuff, or you can put it in like sauces, like stir fries, stuff like that.
Okay.
I think you'd be a big fan of this. This is the quiz, general knowledge.
Can general knowledge present the quiz, please?
Of course he can.
Yeah? I imagine he needs a hat of some sort.
He looks and sounds exactly like him. I think he needs a hat. Crazy.
He's quite posh, isn't he?
He's got this on his head.
He's posh and
he's got like a load of chilli flakes in his hair.
What UK television host has had their own eponymous breakfast show since 2010?
Say again.
What UK television host has had their own eponymous breakfast show since 2010? What brand has the slogan "Smell like a man"? Who painted The Starry Night?
Ooh.
Yeah, this is impossible. No wonder I was a dud on that quiz.
Okay, question number 4. A bodybuilder claimed to eat... Bodybuilders claim to eat up to 140 of what per day?
140-something?
Yeah. These bodybuilders. Question number 5. What is special about these answers?
Mine don't link remotely. I think I've got
some of these wrong. What links these buggers? Who did Starry Night? Oh, yeah. Ready?
Right. What UK television host has had their own eponymous breakfast show since 2010? It's Lorraine.
Yay.
Eponymous does mean it's
it
your
does.
Name.
Yeah. I should have listened. That's Jeremy Vine.
What brand has the slogan "Smell like a man"? It's Old Spice.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I've worked out. What a bloody god.
Who painted The Starry Night?
Van Gogh.
Vincent Van Gogh.
Oh, yes. Wow.
A bodybuilder claimed to have eaten up to 140 of what per day? Eggs.
Nice.
What is special about these answers?
I don't know.
They spell love.
Take the first letter, they spell love.
Oh, very good. I put quiche. Oh,
that's so annoying. But
to be fair,
if I hadn't put Jeremy Vine, I would have been fine.
Yeah, I only got two of the answers. But I've run the links in it.
I was so Jeremy convinced. Vine.
Yeah, I thought Lorraine was from way before, but that's the only one I could think
of. I think that's when she got her named show. But she must have been on, like, Hello, Good Morning.
So that's round one.
So round one. There's one more round if you want the last round.
Is it another five?
Do you want scores?
It's five. Yeah, scores, please. Yeah. Just keep your scores on your board.
Max's new game.
Oh, Instagram. Aya! Or lower?
Oh, I like it.
So we're going to go with Instagram followers. And you've got to tell me if the second person is higher or lower than the first.
Okay. You're just going to give us the first.
So I'm just going to say two names.
Yep.
Then just say if the second name is higher or lower than the first name. Right. So we're going to start off easy, nice and easy. Stephen tries. Is Carol Vorderman higher or lower than Stephen tries?
Gosh. That's tricky.
Right, number two. So we've got Carol Vorderman. Does Davina McCall... Is she higher or lower?
Cool.
Then... You know, number one woman of England, Carol Vorderman. Right, Davina McCall. Has Chris MD, is he higher or lower than Davina McCall? So now we got Chris MD.
Yep.
Is Wee Man from Jackass higher or lower than Chris MD in numbers?
Dwarf on dwarf.
And number five, we've got Wee Man. Is Ramesh Ranganathan higher or lower than Wee Man?
Bro's got no clout.
I am ready.
He's got more shouts, shows than followers him.
Hey.
No, that's fun. Right. Number one. Carol Vorderman is lower.
Lower.
Yes!
643,000.
I thought she would have got loads around the election.
Massive L.
Davina McCall is higher than Carol Vorderman.
Yes. Yeah, once you've got one wrong, that's it.
2.1 million. Chris MD is lower than Davina McCall with 1.7 million.
Yeah, on your face.
Wee Man is lower with 1.3 million.
God.
And then, bit of a wild card, Ramesh Ranganathan is equal to Wee Man. They have exactly the same amount.
Cheeky.
With 1.3 million
each. Wasn't given as an option.
No.
So,
Well, you know, you've all had the same chance anyway. So, who won?
I got eight.
I got six.
I got three.
Three?
Yeah. In total?
Oh, mate, that's...
Well, I didn't get any for that. So...
No, fair.
You know.
Hey, enjoy that.
Thanks, man.
I've already got some anyway.
You've won every quiz I think we've ever done.
Yeah. No duds in here.
Well done, Max. Thank you very much.
You say well done to me, I didn't win.
Okay. It's the
final question.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Ethan.
Hello.
It's time for the final question.
Oh, that jingle's got me right in the spirit.
Oh, I thought it would, Thomas. Would you rather have perfect memory of everything or be able to forget anything you choose?
First one.
What was the first one?
Have perfect memory of everything.
Way wasted.
It's got to be the first one, surely.
I think I'd go for the second. Well, to forget, you know, really damaging painful things, moments. Yeah,
really.
But remembering everything, you'd remember how it felt and how it.
If I have perfect memory of it, can I just remind him?
Yeah. So vividly in detail.
Mate, you were in that alleyway for hours.
Do you think that it would be useful to forget some things from your past that might...
No, because, it's, you know, it's good to keep them as a, you know, as a learning
souvenir
step.
And a learning step.
Yeah. Plus, let's say I was in a car crash and I go, I'm going to forget about that.
Yeah.
And then it just becomes a big thing. Everyone's like, oh, I remember that car crash, bro. And I'm like, oh, mate, I've got no idea what you're talking about. Do you know what I mean? Like, sure, I've got rid of a traumatic memory, but everyone else remembers it, so I'm fucked, really, aren't I? Plus, I feel like remembering everything is more advantageous, because, yes, I will remember horrible things that have happened.
You count cards.
Yeah. I remember every book I've ever read or every fact. It'd be great at pub quizzes.
You would, that's true.
Yeah.
you know, for the sake of
I think Ryan actually
crash.
Chose the option of forgetting everything. He got confused and at the quiz he just forgot everything.
Yeah, I'm gonna
you
I'm
made
with
a
you.
Great argument
I'm going
there.
For the I want to remember
you'd make so much money.
Yeah
maybe remember everything. I think you've won me over.
Do you think in the real world you only have like a certain memory size, and like when you learn new things old things are sort of pushed out? Because it's the stuff that you see and you go, oh, I remember that. Yeah. But that hasn't been in your head for like a couple of years.
I think it's always there, but the ability to recall them without something reminding you is...
It's like, I'm sure I heard somewhere that when you're drunk and you forget stuff, it's not that you've forgotten it, it's that your brain loses the functionality to record, like in the... So it's not that you've... remembered it and then not. It's like, and it makes sense because you know if you're like on a night out,
still hasn't paid his round.
But if you're on a night out and it feels like you've been there for like 2 minutes, but you've been there for hours because your brain's not actually recording that stuff.
Yeah,
I wish we had that.
But yeah,
it's only been 2 minutes.
Fuck off.
What about you, Ethan?
Well, this question was inspired because I recently watched a thing about a woman who has the best memory in the world, basically. Mm. Her brain's tuned in such a way...
Don't always in arguments.
Not rich.
She's not rich. She has a memory of every single day in which she was alive, and if you were to give her a date, she'll be able to tell you what happened, and people have challenged her on this.
She just made this up, though.
But some of it would be like... if she's read information or been given information at school about like historic events and stuff, she'd recall everything with accuracy. And she said it's good in that aspect, like it's impressive. However, she hates reliving days from 20, 30 years ago that she can remember, like her worst moments and how she felt, things like breakups and stuff like that. And she can remember it with such detail. Sorry, Carla, didn't mean to look at you there, but she remembers it all and it's painful to relive.
Yeah.
And also it's quite really lonely because no one else thinks that way.
No one else can remember those moments, yeah.
Yeah.
How old is she?
I think she was in her 50s. I don't remember. I don't have that gift, I'm afraid.
Just listen.
Is that a kid with a... It's got autism. And they'll say to him, like, what colour shoes was Doc Cotton wearing in this one episode of EastEnders? And he'd be able to just tell you...
Is it exclusively about Doc Cotton and EastEnders?
No, it's literally his autism, his hyper-focus is EastEnders.
Oh, wow.
So he can vividly remember every single detail of EastEnders, which is... it's the worst thing to...
Yeah, it's great for Mastermind. First round.
Yeah.
Second
then there's that guy that...
You are sitting there just hoping an EastEnders question comes up.
One of the other people get it. Fucking
Then there's that guy that did the helicopter trip around New York and he drew what he saw with... And every single skyscraper had the right amount of windows and...
Wow.
Like, it is...
Oh, he was taking pictures, wasn't he?
What do you reckon? Jeez, what, he was there just whilst he was drawing, it's like, yeah, just give me a second.
You Google Earth up on the side here.
Or it's like Memento where he's got it all tattooed on his body and he's just checking.
Oh, I spilled it down my top.
No.
Oh.
Your sauce.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mate, you fry that up, it'll be lovely, mate.
Oh, what a sour end.
Yeah, what a fucking sour nasty prank that was, Max.
I played the long game with that as well because that was like a segment ago.
Yeah.
Oh. We probably all forgot about the song. Yeah. I'd forgotten about
normally
it.
Normally wear white, so...
It could have been a lot worse.
Naughty.
It's annoying that you didn't.
We got any more like fruit to peel or
Thank
something?
Thank you, Ethan.
Okay.
Ethan?
Yeah.
If you could forget one thing, what would it be apart from today?
There's like memories that traumatise me. I always remember... I think I've told you this before.
Oh, shit.
Oh, so we're going to hear a traumatising
story. Kissing the dad
story.
Again, please.
Oh, it's just like... Look, I remember my 16th birthday. I was buzzing because I got offered to...
Cheers for the invite.
Sorry, I didn't know you then. And you would have been too old for me. Not in that way, boss. I was being a linesman for a cup final.
On your birthday?
On my birthday.
Virgin.
And I had one decision to make.
The only card you got was a yellow one.
I was flagging, and I flagged the wrong way just because I got confused in my lefts and rights.
Told me this the other day.
Yeah. And all the men behind me were shouting abuse at me.
Could you? Did you immediately correct it?
What were they saying?
Oh, just like, you're a fucking idiot, Lino. You don't know what you're doing. Are you blind, Lino? Are you biased? Have you been paid? Are you pissed?
Had you been paid?
I got paid afterwards.
Oh, so they were on to you.
15 quid.
So you were working on your birthday?
It's a big opportunity, Max. I blew it. Never got asked to do it again.
So you weren't, like, qualified or anything? You were just asked to run the line?
I was qualified. Okay. I was a referee.
Well, clearly. Teams?
Do you know your lefts and your rights?
Well, I just forgot.
It sure does. You seem confident there.
No. I'll not let you
and
down.
This was the worst experience of your life.
Do you know when you have, like...
You're in a sheltered existence, sunshine.
Just pointing to his 16 today badge. Leave off, would you?
I just get... It was such a special day.
Oh, that's just dumb.
What did you spend your £15 on?
I think therapy. Yeah. Do you know... I did this once. I don't know if you've ever done this. Speaking about memory and things. I remember once I was in the car just coming back with me mum, and I was thinking, I'm going to decide to remember something right now, and I'm going to remember it for the rest of my days to see if I can do it. So I looked out the window and I went, that tree there. And now, whenever I've got a quiet moment, that tree just pops to my head and I think of the tree. I know exactly what the tree looks like. I think of that tree. And I think I chose to remember you.
Woman was getting mugged under the tree. Yeah.
It wasn't.
Ethan was in the tree.
It's not the tree that fell down, is it?
No, it's not. Okay. No,
Sycamore gap.
Yeah.
It didn't fall, Max. It's cut down.
Hacked down.
It's true. Was it?
Oh, right. I thought you thought it fell.
You think I just randomly referenced the Sycamore Gap?
No, because you said the tree that fell down.
There's so many trees in the world that's fallen down.
Well, I thought it was the Sycamore Gap you were talking about.
That you just picked that one.
Hey, oh, sour podcast.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for watching this. The 43rd episode of the White Noise podcast.
Yep.
I've been joined today by Tom Looney.
Looney.
Thank you, Max.
Khaled Gale.
Gailey.
Stephen. And Ethan.
Ethan-y.
Thank you, Max.
And me. Me.
Well done, Maxy.
How do you reflect on what's just happened?
In what way?
The last hour and a half. Anything you'd change?
A few things.
And Ethan, your dad?
Oh, maybe like people coming in going, Max, you've won the postcard lottery. I'd be like, whisk me away. Or have you seen those adverts for the people that says
the postcode lottery? Here's your check, sir. A lot of people doing it on your street.
They bloody aren't.
I don't think they go to your place of work. Yeah. You feel right, better find this bloke. Where is he right now?
Have you come to whisk me away?
Don't speak to the kids next door. Otherwise, I'm not getting this money. This is like the post credits bit, isn't it?
Yeah. That's fun.
Do you pay into the postcode lottery? Do you do?
No.
No.
It's more unlikely now than ever, though. Yeah.
It'd be a scam.
It'd have to be a mistake for you to win.
I won a chopping board last month.
From the postcode lottery?
Yeah, man. Well, 4 chopping boards, actually.
Have you got any scone spare?
Yeah, I should do it.
I could do one, you know.
What is the postcode lottery that you're winning? Bloody chopping boards.
Chopping boards.
surely it's money, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, I think they got minor prizes, like further
down. It's annoying, isn't it?
Oh, for kids. Yeah.
So like...
Here's 20 million, here's a chopping board.
Yeah. I also won a £5 to spend at Costa Coffee.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's all right then. Yeah, so they give you that with a big check. It's good to end on a laugh.
Yeah, it is.